Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
Malachi 3 talks about give. You know, it talks about bringing tithes into the storehouse where you're giving. Now, he knows that these folks, I mean, see, that's a command he gives us there to be able to open up the windows of heaven to receive. You think about also the woman who had the little bit of cruise, a little bit of oil, out of her great need. And this is interesting. The prophet of God, the man of God, demands. I mean, she had a great need. She only had enough for her and her two boys, right?
Right.
And he says, make mine first. Now, you would think that a loving God, he would not ask a widow woman who is in great need to be served first.
Right.
But in her serving him first, her obeying the command, he said, would you make mine first? And she said yes, or she did it. Then God was able to flow. He's able to operate. He's able to supersede the natural realm and sustain all of them. And we don't see the back end of the story of Jesus when he looks at the woman who casts in her two mites. We don't see the back end of that story. But we know based on the word, we know based on these other examples, that woman, out of her great need, all of her living, everything she had, she threw it in, cast it in, put her two mites in. She had a return.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you see all these situations of need, yet, and almost every single one of them, the thing they did is they gave something. They gave something. And by turning loose of what they had in their hand, they were really stepping out of the boat.
Right.
By turning loose of what they had, because what they had was not going to meet their need. What they had, if what they had in their hand or in their home was going to meet the need, there would be no need.
Right.
But there was a need because what they had was not enough. It wouldn't even come close.
Right.
But what they had to do, or what God asked them to do, they didn't have to do it. But what he asked them to do was, would they obey giving some, or sometimes giving all, of what they had to him or to his prophet, whoever it was. He would ask them to do something, and those who responded, those who did, it put them in a position to receive a great reward, a great harvest, a great miracle.
Right.
Increase beyond measure for many of them. All they did was do the simple obedience, acting on what he asked them to do. And we see that it's almost like what God does is he's asking us to give. But by doing that, what he's doing is we have to step out of trusting ourselves and step onto trusting him. And it's when we trust him, we believe, we speak, we act, we trust him, we see the results. You told the story on a Wednesday night one time, some time back, about the time that the children of Israel were going somewhere and they were without water. Now, this is not the time where Moses struck the rock. This was, they were in battle time or something was going on. And the man of God told them to dig ditches. And that really seems like the stupidest thing you can do. Because one, you're exerting more energy, I'm sweating all the more, and I'm working to dig ditches, and there's absolutely no, are we digging to get to the water level? No, this water level is way below where we can dig to, so that's not the answer.
Right.
What are we digging the ditches for? Because we're believing, we're trusting that God's going to do something. And so we're simple act of obedience, we're going to believe what he said.
Right.
The man of God said to dig ditches. It makes absolutely no sense to any of us. But we're going to go out here and we're going to dig some ditches. And then water came and filled every ditch, every place they had dug. And they had enough water for all of them and all their cattle, all their livestock, all their, you know, everything that they needed was right there just because they acted on it.
Yeah.
So it is that. It seems like that when we are in a situation of need, if we just think about what the Word says, when we're in a situation of need, more often than not, God requires something of us. And He requires it of us for one reason, for us to get in line and to be ready to receive.
Right.
We line ourselves up with Him. We're stepping over from trusting the natural, what we can see, into trusting Him, which we can't see. We no longer trust the natural, but now we're trusting what we can't see. We're trusting Him.
Right.
We're trusting His Word.
Yeah.
And we're stepping out of that boat and doing something that is impossible to do in and of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, all things are possible. So we can do it if we'll just act on it.
We could do A, B, C, D. Acknowledge, believe, confess, and do. How about that?
That's right. Acknowledge, believe, confess, and do.
Yeah.
That's right. A, B, C, D. That's really
there
good.
There you go, man.
Revelation.
And then E would be enjoy, because there here comes His blessing and a miracle right there.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
Enjoy.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.